The third kinyan of the Mem Ches Devarim, Shatera Niknas Bahem, is Arichas Vasayim. The sherish of the word Arichas comes from Aruch, like Shulchan Aruch, a set table. A person's speech, when it comes to Divrei Torah, has to be Aruch, set and clear. One way to understand this is with the Gemara in Erevin, Dafnan Gimel Amud Beis, Dafnan Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings the story of Bruria, the wife of Remeir, Ashkachte lahu Talmuda, the Kagaris Belechisha. She found a student that was learning quietly, Batsha Bey. She kicked him. Amrale, she said to him, Loikach Kosov, is it not written Arucha Bekoil Shmura? And she explained, Im Arucha Beremache Varim Shalcha Mishtameres, Im Lav Eino Mishtameres. If the Torah is Arucha in your Remache Varim, it's clear, it's set, it's prepared in your 248 Evarim, then it will be kept, it will be Mishtameres. If not, Eino Mishtameres, the Torah will not be kept, it won't stay with you. So we see in this Gemara that Bruria told this Talmud that if you have Arichas Fasayim, if you learn loud, not quietly, then your Torah will be Mishtameres, you'll remember your Torah. But if not, if your Limud HaTorah is not Bekoil, doesn't come through your Sfasayim, it's not Aruch b'svasayim, then it's not going to be Mishtameres. There's another member of their Tana, Talmud, Echor Hayolel Rabbi Eliezer, Shayashena Balachash. Rabbi Eliezer had a Talmud that would always learn quietly. La'achar Gimel Shanim, Shachach Talmudei. After 3 years, he forgot his Talmud. So we see that a very important nekuda of a person remembering their learning and making it a part of them is by learning out loud and speaking out through your mouth, through your lips, your Torah. Not necessarily if you're giving a shir, but even when you're learning on your own, to be sure to enunciate the words that you're saying and make sure they're heard b'koil. Another aspect of Arichas Fasayim, the Ruach Chaim, Ruach Chaim V'lozhen in his Pirush on Avos, brings the Pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Tazayin, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Leiv Chacham Yaskel Piyu, the mind, the heart of a Chacham, is brought out through his mouth. Valsfasav Yosef Lekach, through his lips, there's an additional chachma that comes out. And he writes, Va'amru Leiv Chacham Yaskel Piyu, Haleiv Machkim Es Hasfasayim Masha Yemeru, the heart, the mind, gives the chachma to the lips that they should know what to say. And he suggests, Vimkein, Taimar Ein Tzarech L'Hotzi B'Sfasav, if the chachma is coming from the leiv, from the mind, why would he have to enunciate and speak it out through his mouth? And that Shlomo HaMelech says, "Valsfasav Yosef Lekach," a person who is careful to elaborate and enunciate his thoughts through his mouth, then he'll definitely add to the chachma. And the mashal he gives is like a sheichet, someone who's slaughtering. Before he slaughters, he takes the knife and he has to run it through his nail to feel if there's any pegima. He says that when a person enunciates his thoughts and he speaks them out clearly through his mouth and he hears them, he'll be able to notice if his thoughts are refined, if they're perfect, they're understandable, and they're able to be given over in a clear way. So we have the aspect of Arichas Fasayim in order that a person should remember what he's learning. When a person speaks out and hears his thoughts, it gives him a much stronger kayach of zikarin. But besides for that, you have the aspect of Arichas Fasayim, that a person is able to refine his thoughts. And the third aspect is al derech, the first two, the mesaira, when a person is learning and giving over, the way he's able to give over to his talmidim, the way he's able to give over to the ones that are listening to what he's saying, is by setting it up in a proper and understandable way, from the lashon of Shulchan Aruch, setting the table, that everything that he's saying should be clear and understandable, should have a beginning, it should have an end, it should have a middle, and that way, the people that he's giving over the Torah to should come away with a clear understanding of what the Rebbe is trying to give over. Have a wonderful day.